DJs choose to play.
Are they playing f***ing Coldplay?
How long will they wait?
Did you
love? Hey, how long will they wait? Follow me.
Hey. For CJLO News, I'm Cameron McIntyre. Muslim Awareness Week kicked off this Thursday, and there will be a series of events combating Islamophobia across the city. Katie Brady has more.
All Canadians, citizens, have rights and duties. And as Canadian Muslims,
the 6th annual Muslim Awareness Week launched this Thursday at City Hall in Montreal. Commemorating the 6 lives lost and 19 injured, Muslim Awareness Week is a week of solidarity and exchange with a wide variety of activities. Salam Al-Musawi is one of the co-founders. He told CJLO a bit about how the commemorative events promote inclusivity and build community.
Shed some light on Muslims, their contributions, challenges, and concerns in Quebec, and also to offer a space from these diverse and rich activities, offer some space for dialogue between Muslim Quebecers and their brothers and sisters in humanity, a dialogue with mutual respect, of course.
Al-Musawi says the volunteers behind Muslim Awareness Week are ambitious in their vision for the future of the week-long event. They hope to expand beyond major cities and have events to mark the mosque attack and promote dialogue in more rural areas. Al-Musawi notes that Islamophobia is still on the rise since the 2017 mosque attack. He says these commemorations can bring a sense of belonging and security to many in the Muslim community.
See the governments, the different levels of governments on top of the ordinary citizens getting involved in such initiatives. They feel they belong to these areas. They feel a little bit out of the exclusivity that's being portrayed.
You can view the complete calendar of events ahead of the vigils at McGill and Park Metro on the 29th on the web at ssm-maw.com. For the full interview with Salam Al-Musawi, find CJLO's weekly news roundup on Spotify or head to frequencynews.ca and search for Muslim Awareness Week.
goblins, ghosts, and ghouls. Welcome back to another episode of Deadbeats. I'm your host, Pretty Dead Boy. This is our first ever live episode, so that's very fun and exciting. The song that we just heard was It's Not a Fashion Statement, It's a Death Wish by My Chemical Romance. This is off of my favorite album of theirs, Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. Coming up in our fun first special live episode, which theoretically from now on, not including next week, should be the case from now on. So we have You Scare Me, Virginia Woolf by Sorry Mom. Over the break, I found this band and became utterly obsessed with them. I think the album that this is from, Babyface, is like very quickly became like one of my favorite albums of all time. I could listen to it through and through like a million times. After that, we have Let Me Bother You by Till Death Do We Part. If you're familiar with Johnny Gilbert, one of the most, not most, but a very known emo boy, you might know this band. And I'm the president and founder of the I Heart Emo Boys fan club, so you know I had to get in on that, even though I wasn't really into him when I was in high school. Anyways, after that, we have Dilemma by Green Day. This is off of their new album, Saviors, which I, if you don't know this, I was obsessed with Green Day ever since I was like 10 years old. They were my first band that I ever really, really loved. And for a while, since like the trilogy, their music kind of has been, you know, on the fence of being good. But with this album, I'm like really impressed with everything that they've come out with it. And I'm happy that they're like kind of getting back on track. And then after that, we have Anecdote by Alien Boys. This band's from Vancouver. And I think I've played them before. They're really good. And you're listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
See you. Cinema Politica Concordia is celebrating 20 years of screening truth to power. Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. at the Concordia Hall Building, room H110, to bridge the gap between independent filmmaking, activism, and education. Engage with filmmakers and local organizers in post-screening discussions. All screenings are by donation and open to the public. Visit our website, cinemapolitica.org, to check out our fall 2023 screening schedule.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Welcome back. The song that we heard before the ad break was Anecdote by Alien Boys. Coming up in this next part, we have I'd Hate Me Too by Susanna Jove. This is a new song that I found, I believe, on TikTok, which is always fun when that happens because you're not expecting it. But actually, I find a lot of music on there. It makes me not want to get rid of the app, even though I think I decided that once I graduate, that's what I'm going to do. I'm a bit, you know, in the middle on that one. Anyways, after that, we have Cats, Dogs, and Rats by Rare Americans, who, fun fact, are Canadian and not American. And then we have Moon Dogs by Petit League. And after that, we have Idiot by Awkward Reunion. And you're listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Spoke, I was a dog with a broken leg. I couldn't run to you, so I'd bite till you'd shoot me dead. I am a coward, but first I was a kid. Lost you like a sore loser with my tail between.
I thought my hands were making moves, but the land's in a groove. Unequivocally prove the truth. How did I get so confused? My path totally askew. Tapped the karma bank till I overdrew. Could have been so much more shrewd with my moves in askew. The fast buck, the too good to be true. Thought I was just paying dues. Next thing I know, interview. Now stuck in a life sentence queue.
Welcome back again. The song that we just finished listening to was Idiot by Awkward Reunion. Coming up in this next part, we have In Love by Be My Doppelganger. And then after that, we have Crow's Nest by the Arbuckles. They are a Canadian band. I believe the gimmick of this band is that it's like John Arbuckle from the Garfield fame. And I don't know. I think it's fun and silly. Anyways, and after that, we have Look at the Moon by Undesirable People. And then after that, it'll be the end of the show once you hear my voice again. But for now, you're listening to Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back. Du 8 au 10 février prochain, c'est le retour du circuit musical Taverne Tour. Plus de 80 artistes d'ici et d'ailleurs prendront d'assaut les bars de l'avenue de Montréal, du boulevard Saint-Laurent et de la rue Saint-Denis. Voyez entre autres John Spencer, Sons, Mary Davidson, Sweeping Promises, Pie Pie, High Classified, Teke Teke, Daniel Romano's Outfit, Deli Girls, Paul Collins Beat, 20-some, Ben Chemi, Penteo, Population 2, Jonathan Gat, All Hands Make Light, New York Night Train, Activity et plusieurs autres. Consultez toute la programmation et procurez-vous des billets en ligne au taverntour.ca. Une présentation de la Caisse des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello again. It's the end of the show. The song that we heard before the ad break was Look at the Moon by Undesirable People. Coming up in this last part, we have Pup by Nep. I've played their music before, the Soup song. It was a favorite of mine last year. And this is a new song by her. And then after that, we have the Front Bottoms. I don't know if I've actually played them on air before, but I'm going to be playing their song, More Than It Hurts You. And then we have Everybody's Wasted by Weird Hang. They're Canadian. And then to end our show, we have Standing Next to Me by Local Weatherman. And if you're going to be at their show tonight, I will also be there. I think tickets might be sold out. So if they aren't, I know they're doing some door ones too. And yeah, I'm excited. I saw them last time they were here, and they're such a good band. Anyways, I hope you had a fun time listening with me on this first ever live episode. I'll see you next week. This has been Deadbeats on CJLO 1690 AM.
Dog, like a puppy, wanting more attention from you. Like a dog, oh, I'm your dog. I will love you until I am gone. I know it's wrong, 'cause I found out that you held her in your arms when she told me. And I sort of hate you nowadays. I kind of want to hurt you. I know that you know that you gave me trust issues. And I'm trying to be the big person in this, but you're sorry to her and she feels like it. And I hate all your songs, and I hate all your clothes, and I hate all your girlfriends, and I hate how you moan, and I hate that I miss you, cause it feels fucking dumb. And even if you I still wanna be your puppy, still want my head in your lap, want you to scold me if only to show me you love me.
Familiar ceiling, and I should leave, cause everybody here is tripping some new drug except for me. Cause I don't have the money, and I've been thinking about letting my hair grow. I have been thinking about cutting it short. I have been thinking about dyeing it yellow, but I don't think I have the bone structure or wardrobe to support. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. No, no, I'll take what I can get. I'll take what I am given, but we both know that I'll need more. So more. Before.
those fuckers tell you off. Leave them bloody black and blue.
Yeah, this is CJ.